from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan Series with the Mariners opens tonight. We'll be back to talking Mavericks and Celtics. Game four of the finals is this evening as well at 7:30. But you're going to get to watch the game tonight on Apple TV. And Ryan Spielborgs from Friday Night Baseball on Apple joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Better than Luka Doncic. How are you guys?
we're absolutely better than Luka, although I think right now you have an embarrassed and humbled Luka, and I would imagine he'll be on top of the world tonight about 10-15. What do you think? You've been paying attention to this final?
As long as he – well, it's hard to. I mean, if he plays a little defense, then I'll watch. But, I mean, this one doesn't look like it's going the way of the Mavericks right now.
Are you a Boston guy, Ryan?
No, not at all. I grew up a California kid. So I was a Laker fan. So I trust me, I was begging for Boston to get their butt kicked.
Oh yeah.
So I've been on the Mavericks side, just hoping that it was going to turn into something.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, I live in Colorado now, so I watched the Timberwolves get rid of the Nuggets. So I was like, okay, well, let's see who can beat the Timberwolves. And then after Dallas did it, I was like, all right, let's go beat up Boston, please. And I picked the wrong horse.
Yeah. It's been an impressive run, I guess, for Boston, but I thought the Mavs were going to have something for them. How has the season gone? How is this Apple TV MLB thing going for you guys?
Well, this is year two for me, and I believe this is year three of Apple doing the Friday Night Baseball. I love it. I think it's probably optically the best broadcast in baseball to watch. It's done so incredibly well. The cameras that we have, the opportunities to have certain players mic'd up, and there's just a lot of really cool features. And I know there's always going to be fans that are like, oh, I can't find the game. And I get it, because it's frustrating right now, especially given how RSNs are and how streaming, there's all these different streaming services and the frustration of trying to find the team that you just want to watch. I just want to watch the game. In the case of Apple, you know, it's pretty easy. If you don't have Apple TV already, there's free 2-month trial subscription. So it's pretty simple to get on it. You can watch the game. You can watch Ted Lasso later. So I think they've done a good job. It's also, I think we're probably at the beginning of seeing how streaming and finding one spot eventually is going to take over. So we're just kind of in that middle road right now, right?
Yeah.
But as far as like the product, I think the product, it's really hard to beat watching a game on Apple TV.
Well, being an LA guy, I know it's one season in the marathon that is 162, but how impressive was it for the Rangers taking 2 or 3 against the Dodgers? And one of the games, they didn't have Corey Seager.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. Back into the bullpen, seeing Kirby Yates finish it out, and then the other night with David Robertson just doing his thing, especially against the teeth of the Dodgers. It's good. I mean, like this Rangers team. I was doing MLB Network Radio last year covering it, and then I had the opportunity to do the World Series broadcast for the international feed. And, you know, I basically was on the Rangers' journey through the American League Championship Series, watching them take down Houston. I mean, the path to the World Series has been the American League West the last 7 years. And to see a shift in power, whether it's just the way that it went last year, seeing the Rangers do it and doing it in a fashion that we'll never see beat. You'll never see... The best case scenario is a team would tie them, but to not lose one road game was just insane. Like that is so crazy to me, and so you know, watching this Rangers group a season ago and knowing what they went through to get to where they got, especially after the last weekend of the season, losing in Seattle and then going to Tampa Bay and taking that series. They're an impressive team. There's an impressive group of players. I know a lot of some of the players that were on that group last year, Mitch Garver and Jordan Montgomery, they're no longer there. But I think parts of the elements that made Texas so good a year ago are still there, and they just haven't played fully healthy yet. And that's where I'm kind of seeing, like, is this the start of this run that we've been waiting for with the Rangers?
Yeah, Ryan, I was going to ask you, as you got your prep work done for this game tonight, and, you know, the Rangers obviously chasing the Mariners, are these teams close right now, or is one clearly have the advantage over the other?
I think that's an interesting question, because I do think the Rangers have underperformed so far in this year, especially offensively. When you consider like a season ago, the type of offense that they had, you know, they were scoring well over 5 runs a game, and this season they're nowhere even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is a little bit of underperformance. Like, so I'll give you an example. Last year, Rangers offensively for the whole year, they were averaging 5.5 runs a game. This year it's 4.3. They're 20 points off their batting average. They're about 110 points off on base plus slugging, which is a huge number for me. So I think Texas has underperformed. You've also seen, you know, some injuries, Evan Carter and Dwight Langford, and, you know, Adolis Garcia is not hitting the way that we've kind of expected him to. Seager's been, you know, dealing with the hamstring, and it seems as though Texas will get going. And then as far as the Mariners are concerned, like offensively, I can't even describe them. They're like one of the worst offensive units in baseball.
Mm.
They actually get away with it because they're a top 10 group in hitting home runs. So that's not a recipe for success. But the Mariners right now, the pitching staff is fantastic. They have a phenomenal pitching staff, back into the bullpen that's nasty. And they play good defense. So I think the Rangers and Mariners are probably closer than you think, despite the records. And that's why I think this series for this weekend should be must-watch TV after you're done watching the Mavericks lose. So I would definitely pay attention to the series, because I think it's a preview for how the rest of the year is going to work out.
It's Ryan Spielborg's Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV. Pregame tonight, 8:30, first pitch, 9:00 here on The Fan. It has been a struggle for the champs. How concerned would you be as a Rangers fan that, you know, you might not be able to make a good title defense at this point in the season?
Well, nobody does. You know, the last back-to-back champion we had in Major League Baseball was the New York Yankees, and that was 1998, 99, and 2000. So, you know, to consider going back-to-back and winning titles is just, it's not realistic. I can't explain why it's so difficult to do it, other than, you know, the grind of 162. Then you add October, November baseball. Then you go into an off season where you're trying to get similar production. You have free agency. It's just really hard to repeat a championship. However, you know, one of the things that we thought with this Rangers team was that, you know, some of the players that we saw at the end of last year that were young, you know, to the point like Evan Carter, we were like, man, this guy's hitting three hole on the World Series team. You know, what's the second year going to look like? Is he going to be a possible rookie of the year? What are we going to see with Wyatt Langford? So we were considering that, you know, maybe the Rangers will actually be better heading into 2024. I just think in the case of the Rangers right now, and knowing you're going to eventually hopefully get Max Scherzer back, I think he's starting a rehab assignment tonight. You're going to get Jacob DeGrom back, and we don't know what version of that's going to look like. You are going to get Cody Bradford. I mean, like there are going to be a lot of parts that are going to get added to this Rangers team that should make them possibly stronger than they were. But that's the point where we just don't know until they start performing.
I have some sound here that I'd like to play for you. I know you've done a lot of research on this Rangers team leading up to it. We have our Rangers insider, Jared Sandler, who has given some analysis about a current Ranger player. I will play you the sound, and then you can guess the Ranger that's being described here. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's hear Jared.
Okay, this is Jared.
You know, what he's got working there between the knee and the waist is pretty impressive.
Wow, okay, so between the knee and the waist. All right, so I have to come up with the player between the knee and the waist.
The player.
Very, very particular real estate on the body.
Yeah, that's let's see. I'm trying to think of anybody that's fouled a ball off themselves. Maybe took one. I'm going to say it's Jonah Heim. Jonah Heim had to have worn one.
I do think that's actually a pretty good guess. But it is not Jonah Heim. I do believe we'll probably have more opportunities with you throughout the course of the season, so I'm not going to reveal the answer because we can continue to play this game with you until of course you nail it.
Wow, it's like a weird version of The Bachelor. Okay, I'm in.
You got it, buddy. So we can get the game with just a regular Apple TV sub tonight, or we don't need to buy anything extra, right?
You don't have to buy anything extra. Nope. You just sign up. There's a free trial subscription. Sign up, and you just have to give your firstborn child in blood, and then you can watch it.
Because I'll be honest with you, Ryan, with all the different apps I got to get, when you said earlier that we might be, you know, heading towards having just one streaming service, I'm longing for the days of digital cable at this point, my man.
Well, it feels like that we're getting back to that version. I mean, that's it. I hear you. I know that's the frustrating part for everybody is that we're constantly having to scramble to figure out where to find our team play. And, you know, you have to listen to different broadcasters. It's also the benefit of having a good team, right? Like you lose games to national broadcast because you're good. So it's one thing that we are evolving, I guess, but I'm with you. You know, sometimes you just want it the way it was.
Who's your team three in the AL West that you trust from like a championship standpoint, outside of the Yankees and the Orioles? Who's that third team in the AL that you're like, I could trust you to make some noise in the postseason?
Ooh, good one. I just saw Minnesota. I saw the Twins. They're really streaky, but there's something there. And then the Guardians. God, the Guardians are such a well-oiled baseball team. They're nothing flashy. I would tell you to watch out for the Guardians because they can pitch with anybody, and then their offense is just good enough. I mean, they're actually a top five offense in baseball, believe it or not. So I would not sleep on the Guardians this year.
Well, thanks for having the Rangers on tonight. We'll send them over, Ryan. Thank you for your time, and have a great weekend.
All right, bye, you guys.
Cheers, Ryan Spielborg's Apple TV, MLB Baseball. The 817 sure as hell not tuning in for him. I'll listen on The Fan, and you can. 8:30 pregame, 9:10 first pitch. I thought when he went upside Luca's head and then said after the Mavs lose, he might have cost himself a viewer or two there.
See, yeah. I think this is a perfect opportunity to pander to the home audience that you're into. You know what I mean? Like, even if in your mind you're like, Mavs suck, I'm anti-Luca, maybe I'm a Celtics fan. I'm going to come in here, I'm going to win the audience over by saying, hey, Luca and the Mavericks about to go on a historic tear right now.
See?
You know, we'll see you in game 7, Boston.
I think he might need you in his corner.
Yeah, because you know, I'll have jury duty next time you want to have that dude on. I didn't appreciate the Mavs shots that
he was coming in hot.
There.
Boy, I thought for sure he was a Celtics fan trying to go across enemy lines something.
Full-fledged heel, man.
We got Around the Bases coming up at 4:40. Wolchuk could get you all set with that. And a top 10 next, Bully. Where are you going?
Yeah, it's National Bourbon Day. Whoa. I got the top 10 best bourbon brands on a What You Drinking and What You Thinking Friday. And what are your plans for Game 4 of the Mavs tonight? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.